everyone. Welcome to our Village Board meeting this evening. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for being here. I hope you got to go through our open house on the new zoning code. If not, you still can. How's the beer? We'll talk about that. It's good. We have our priorities in Alloway. Okay. We'll call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green is excused. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Genrick, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Trustee Atwood.
Yeah, upcoming St. Matthew's Wild Game Feed, March 5th from 4 until 10 p.m. This is the only fundraiser that the men's club runs over at St. Matt's, and all are welcome. It's a great feast and live auction and silent auction and a lot of fun. So,
and a lot of game.
And a lot of game. So if you can make it, please do. 37 years.
At 37 or 38.
Yeah.
How would people get tickets?
At the door, $25 or in advance from any St. Matt's Men's Club member for $20.
Okay. At the parish office.
And at the parish office for $20.
Very good. Thank you. Trustee Dart.
Another St. Matthew's event is we're having a cabin fever cookout on February 1st. And that is after Mass, and they cook out and have beer. Trustee Atwood knows about this too, because I think he started it.
I did.
So maybe you should take it. I haven't gone to it.
It's
for athletics.
It's for athletics, but the fee is it's minimal, isn't it? I forgot. I don't know what they've raised it to. It might be $7 to get you a brat or a burger, a bag of chips, and a soda. And then there's a beer that you can purchase, and I think wine. They introduced wine a couple of years ago, so that's also a good addition to it. And all the proceeds for that go directly back into Alloway Catholic Schools, Wolves athletic program. So if you can make that, that's great too. It's open to everybody. Try out the Mass beforehand.
That's right.
That's Super Bowl week, February
1. Okay. Yeah. The other announcement that Sunday we though. Have, in answer to Judy Poe's question, the beer is great. Today, Zambaldi opened their doors, and they've had a couple of soft openings, and if you've driven by, they've been jammed. They have a great venue there. It is going to be a lot of fun. David and Abby are going to be tremendous business owners in our community. So stop by, say hello. And they have their own beer. They have wine. They have an Anapi beer, a couple of other guest beers, a cider,
sodas,
soft pretzels. So it's a very neat place. So go say hello. And any other announcements? Brad?
I do have one. The village has been contacted, as well as several other communities around this Green Bay area, by the Discovery Channel. And what they're looking at doing the end of this month, or January 24th, there's a hit reality show called Small Town Throwdown, and they want to have the municipalities participate in basically a snowplow rodeo. So they're looking at doing it at Metro Boat Launch, set up obstacle course where the driver would have to navigate through, and they want to film it, and expectation is to make sure we try to get all the communities represented of some sort. So, yeah, kind of a unique little opportunity.
And when do they want to do that?
It's going to take place on January 24th.
Oh, that's pretty soon.
So, yes, this information just came out.
Wow. Proper planning.
Not at the Metro boat launch at the correct mouth of the Fox River.
Correct. That's where they're going to host it.
And they would drive trucks on there January 24th?
Correct.
I don't think so.
Not in the ice.
Oh, gotcha.
the
parking lot.
That would be the loser that goes on there.
That's all right, though. It's important to ask those tiny details. I think there was a Lake Michigan truck on that path in Chicago that had problems.
Do you know what time it's at?
It doesn't state as far as what time this is taking place other than it's in the morning.
Okay.
So I think they're still in the process of getting everything organized or asking for some volunteers to help judge.
Do we pick our best driver, or how do we go about this?
I'm not sure how they're going to actually do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. And the other only announcement is the open house tonight was about our new zoning code. If you're interested in learning more, the new zoning, the draft zoning code is on the village website, so I encourage you to take a look at it if that interests you. We will move on to agenda item number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up, Jim.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Set Committee. For the last 2 years, the Public Works Department hasn't been able to produce a 10-year plan for the street reconstruction because the previous plans didn't allow for inflation factors over the course of 10 years. And it was announced at the Economic Development Committee that there's not enough money to pay for road repairs as originally planned. So I'd like the next Public Works 10-year plan that should be out this spring now to include inflation, an inflation factor of 2 or 3% for increases in normal inflation, and that wouldn't take into account the dramatic increase in sewer rates, but it would take into account the asphalt increases. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5, action regarding resolution 2020-03, thanking Wes Kronowski for serving on Plan Commission and Board of Appeals. So here's the resolution. Be it resolved that the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Wes Kronowski for serving on the Plan Commission and on the Board of Appeals since January 6th of 2015, and to honor Mr. Kronowski with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to our community. Passed and approved by the Village Board. On the 21st day of January 2020, Wes has served our community very well. We're very thankful and wish him well in his future endeavors and in life. Hope to see him again around the community. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Dart.
Move to approve the resolution.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Sampson. Any discussion?
Just personally, I'll miss Wes. He served on the Plan Commission. He's very articulate and really understands a lot, so he'll be missed.
Very good. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, action regarding appointment of Board of Appeals member. We recently received an application from Mr. Lefebvre, who has an excellent background for the Board of Appeals. He's a professional engineer of 47 years with civil and municipal engineering in Northeast Wisconsin. He has a BS in civil engineering. He has a master's in engineering management. He's a past president member of the Brown County Planning Commission, past president mediator for Brown County Community Mediation Center, past president member of the Wisconsin Land Information Association, and current member of the Brown County Solid Waste. He's a 30-year resident of the village of Alloway. And so based on his experience and his enthusiasm for our community, I would like to nominate him for the opening on the Board of Appeals. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I would be happy to make the motion to appoint him to the Board of Appeals.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We thank Michael very much for his willingness to serve our community. Item number 7, action regarding animal control intergovernmental agreement. Mr. Lane.
This was last brought to the board back in 2015. Reason for the rewrite, SWAMICO is now a part of this, and they just, SWAMICO had asked for a formal document, and so they decided to rewrite it, and I'm fine with it.
So, anything changed from the previous agreement?
Probably the biggest thing is the CART program is going from $15 per call to $17 per call. So, like everything else, pretty standard.
Okay. Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item. Matthew?
Move to approve the agreement.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? For those in the audience, Howard hires the employee, and we basically license contract with Howard for those same services. So they take care of all the employee costs and everything, and we are basically a customer. Correct?
Correct.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 8, action regarding Alloway Buccaneers loan. Mr. Clark.
Yes. The Alloway Buccaneers football organization, if you recall, partnered with us in 2018. We reconstructed the concession building over at Webster Park. Part of that partnership was the village loaned the organization $115,000 to put towards the construction costs, along with some other monies that they had and donations to build that facility for the village. The total cost on that building was in the range of $274,000. So it was a great asset and improvement to our park system. Recently, the organization approached us asking if they could, if the village could look at their loan, that $115,000, to see if we could help them out with an extension as they have come up, have some unforeseen expenses with regards to that construction, that they wanted to get that paid off as soon as possible. We looked at some options for some extensions, and they'd like to extend the loan terms an additional 7 years from the original to 2035, which would lower their semi-annual payments to allow them to pay some of their other costs that they need to take care of. There is a representative here from the Buccaneers organization, Paul Eidenfeld, if the board would like to ask him any questions.
Paul, you want to come up?
Sure.
Welcome, Mr. Riley.
Thank you. Paul Allenfeld, 3301 Camellia Court, president of Alloway Buccaneers.
For how many years?
Well, been running it for about 15 years.
Okay, so I just had a couple of quick questions, Paul.
Yeah.
One was, what were the unforeseen circumstances?
Well, when we originally did the quotes, when RODAC did the quotes, they're very based on certain parameters, and when we went with the inspectors and a little bit, Chris, we kind of went through it. We needed some things changed to make it easier to winterize, to ensure that we had, you know, the inspectors wanted the footings changed that were already in on the pillars. There were some things like that that came up that were fairly costly, and it ended up pushing it a little further. And RODAC did obviously support us significantly. But there's about 35,000 over that 115 that we're trying to get to him. And he's not forcing it, but we want to hold true and help pay for that so he's not holding back for it. So we're working on that with the payments to the village. So.
Okay. Any questions for Paul? Anything you want to share?
No, you know, with football, the enrollment's good. I mean, we're still looking at, you know, 120, 130 kids, which is good, and programs moving along. So it's real positive, you know, encouraging Matt to do a little more, you know, allowing some other teams maybe to come over and use it if they want and rent it and use it more as a community thing now going forward. But all's positive in light of some of the bad press football gets. So.
So the building is doing what you wanted it to do?
That's great, yeah. The club really enjoys it. They do game film in their review and things like that, which has been really nice for them.
Oh, cool.
They meet there, so it's been great. And the concessions have been awesome. So.
It's a very nice facility.
Yeah, it turned out really nice. So.
Great. So the revenue that gets generated, and though there's hope of renting it out for meetings and whatever else, that will go right to the Buccaneers and help pay that, or does that come here?
At this point.
Yeah, any rentals outside of the Buccaneers organization would be through our park and rec department, so that would come right to the village.
Okay. And have we had much demand for that?
Have not to this point.
Okay.
Thank you for what you do for our community.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
I move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion?
Sure. Just as a refresher for me, and I should know this, but it's our building. Mm-hmm. Our building. And maintenance is on us under the life of this?
Yes.
Not much maintenance now.
Correct. For the most part, yes. The organization does do janitorial type maintenance and things like that while we're using it, but any facility maintenance is on the village.
Okay. And I'm just thinking out loud here, but extending the loan relationship to 17 or 15 years as opposed to having it paid off in 10 has no effect on our maintenance obligations. I guess it wouldn't.
No.
The village had a facility that we get the rental for, built for it.
Correct. So,
okay, thank you.
Trustee Harris.
If this would be approved, we'd have a little less revenue coming in for 2020 compared to what we budgeted. Checked with Julie, and while it is a lower amount, it isn't anything that's going to cause a drastic change for us, but it is a little bit of a reduction in revenue for 2020.
Thank you. Any other thoughts? Okay, we have a motion, right? Mm-hmm. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Celebration. Item number 9, action regarding adoption of ordinance 2020-02. Repealing and recreating Chapter 326, pawnbrokers, secondhand article, and secondhand jewelry dealers.
Debbie. This is
housekeeping, I guess you would call it, in 2013. We actually adopted this ordinance, and that was right when we were doing the recodification of our entire code. And this apparently was not, this particular ordinance was not on the website at that time when they pulled all of our information that they used.
Okay.
So it's...
So now it's getting in.
Now we have to put it back because the old ordinance, or the old code was adopted with the whole ordinance, with the whole code.
And we're adding a fees section to it?
Yes. It always had a fee.
Oh, okay.
It's just that in the original ordinance, it may have had the dollar amount, but now we have a fee schedule.
Okay. Very good. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve the ordinance.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion?
Do we just have one vendor? Did I more up off of Webster there? Okay.
So we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 10, report regarding nuisance properties. Mr. Lauder.
Yes, there's not a lot to report on at this time. In fact, that the ordinance was just started. I am working on the policy procedure, how it'll go and work. At this point, I have one property that has started and has in the past been a problem property. So I've already started a folder and record on that property. The only thing I can say is Goodwise is one of the properties we had last year that was quite a nuisance and costly for the village. Has been taken care of, and we shouldn't have any problem with them at all anymore because they now have a yard maintenance group working for the house. So that's a good thing. I just checked on that today, but I will be working and starting it, and I think as the weather in spring changes, so will the complaints, and I think it'll be popping up.
Okay. Any questions from Mike? Thank you, sir. Item number 11. Are there any items that my fellow board members would like to see on a future agenda?
We've been talking about the old water building up on Webster. And I don't know if we need to just remind ourselves to keep that in our forefront of potential remodels and ideas and whatever.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Hearing none, move on to item 12. Do I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically potential real estate acquisition? Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
We're in closed. Thank you, everyone, for being here this